Hello, Pete. How are you?
All right, Roberto. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hello to everyone at home listening to us on this fine Christmas day.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying tucking into your turkey and giblets and whatever Tim's eating for a vegetarian option.
Probably grass.
Probably grass. Yes, we don't know.
So, welcome again to our annual Christmas special.
Yes, we've got some very interesting and fun things lined up for you today. You lucky people.
You lucky people. We have a lot of guests today. We will have a fantastic news run with some weather forecasting as well for these fantastic holidays that we have ahead of us.
Yes, that's right. Dal is very excited to bring in the weather for the last time of the year. Yeah. Also got a song for you, hopefully, that may appear. Or we have Christmas on the International Dateline, the star featurette of today. That's a poem by Roberto.
We will also have our famous Songs Origin featurette.
Of course, yes, Songs Origin. Yeah, that's. I know a lot of you have written in to suggest a song, and we have chosen Jingle Bells from popular vote, so thank you all for that.
Thank you all for collaborating. I don't think we'd be able to do it without people checking in with us, tuning in, commenting on the website. I think it's really good that you guys keep it up the entire year. That's very good.
Yeah, it's been really gratifying for everyone. Thank you. We've been able to develop quite a bit of a following in the past few months. Really nice, really nice. Thank you, everyone. Really, really have a Merry Christmas. We've got an award to give, actually.
Yeah, it's to our dear friend Joe, isn't it?
Joe Bohorslavic.
Well done, Joe.
Yes, this award, for those of you who don't know Joe, it's very improbable. Everyone's heard of Joe, I'm sure. Joe is the head of improv at UCL Comedy Club, and he's recently been given an award for being the most parts at once. Isn't that right?
Yes, he one show he was able to be the audience, the guesser, and also all of the quirkers in the famous game Party Quirks. So, well done, Joe. You will get our Tony Hawk Award for Best Improviser.
Yes.
Is it improviser or is it improvert?
I think maybe we have to ask him that question.
Or is it improver?
Improver, yes. Well, Joe could hardly improve. He's already at a level. Maybe the next time he'll be improvising God.
Yeah, he might well be improvising God.
Joe is omniscient.
And omnipotent.
And omnipotent, yes.
And everywhere, so he's also ubiquitous.
Joe, well done.
Well done.
And actually, I have an award for you for being the best co-host I have ever had on a radio show.
Hi, thank you. You make me blush.
What's in the news, Roberto?
The government today was called upon to explain the fervent helicopter activity around the coast of the United Kingdom. David Cameron read an official statement. For far too long, we have been considered an outsider. We felt it was a time that our geographical position aligned with that view. In fact, the British Isles have been moved a couple of hundred yards towards America. Effects on existing inter-country transport links will be minimal, he continued to say, as a commission has been appointed to extend a channel tunnel, retaining really high costs for a noticeable drop in efficiency. Amusingly, this move now places Scotland outside the catchment area for joining the EU.
Actually, I had an experience of this today. I was on Google Maps. I was trying to find a building. I'm a very busy man. And it directed me to the wrong building because it was a couple of hundred metres south. But it was okay because everybody else was in the same position. And, it's just a systematic error.
For the people who aren't scientists out there, that was a joke, everybody.
Look it up. Google.
What else happened this week?
Do you hear about Tom Daley?
Yeah, that was a... That was a bit of a surprise, but I kind of expected it.
It's got a lot of human men and women excited and some angrily quoting passages from the Bible.
I think it was bound to happen. We're in a multicultural society. But I'm not really sure how I feel about it.
Yeah, how are we supposed to know that this was going to happen? I don't know how I feel about it. It probably is wrong. I don't think I can agree with him announcing... He's a public figure. He's got a lot of influence on young children, and if we're thrusting this upon them at this age, what are they going to grow up to be, you know, knowing that he's now an alien?
Exactly. It's mainly shock. Like, I'm just really surprised, and I'm a grown man. Think of the effect that would have on a child.
Yeah, are they going to want to become an alien, some sort of half-mutant? You know, we've got to keep some sort of purity in the human race. And, you know, it's something like... He started an avalanche of athletes which have come out. Something like 65 Olympic athletes have come out in just the past few hours. It's incredible.
It is. I think there is now speculation that a lot of other professions have been infiltrated.
Such as?
Well, I think the actor profession. A lot of actors.
Well, who's your money on?
Probably Morgan Freeman. And you notice how his voice is so hypnotic?
Yeah, that is true. Wow.
You know, what do you think of Denzel Washington?
He's a very good actor. I really like.
Really? Yeah. He's a very good actor? What movie has he been in?
Oh my god. You're so right. I literally cannot name a single movie that he has been in. It must be Brainwashing.
I think so too. I think that's a bit crazy, to be honest.
It is crazy. I mean, I've heard... Yeah, so, in summary, Tom Daley has come out as an alien. A lot of other athletes have followed suit. We don't know how many are actually an alien just yet, but it does appear to be the majority of sports affected, majority of sports represented at the Olympics are affected by this. And many are calling for all medals to be returned and have aliens banned from the Olympics altogether. Jacques Rowe, president of the International Olympic Committee, is reported to be saying, "Oh, if we did this, we wouldn't have an Olympics altogever."
But wouldn't we? Couldn't we just get normal people that run and normal people that jump?
This country would probably struggle. I mean, we're only very good at the sitting down sports, which I gather the aliens are also very good at.
Yeah, the sailing, the rowing, the biking.
Yeah, the biking. Yeah, and that cycling. Yeah.
And the cycling.
And the cycling, yes. The shooting, we're quite good at. Dressage, yes, dressage.
Dressage. What, moving swiftly on, Gordon Ramsay has set fire to his kitchen. Last night, firemen had to storm Claridge's in central London as a fire of biblical dimensions...
Biblical
dimensions covered the entirety of the ground floor, according to some bystanders who were inside the building. You know those the bystanders there, they're always pretending to be rich when they're not, and they're like, everyone can see that they're poor?
Yeah, I hate those paupers.
Yes, them. Anyway, according to them, the fire started in Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. The head chef, André Sommelier, said that the fire started after one of Chef Ramsay's typical outbursts. This time, said Sommelier, he started throwing a tantrum because his garlic mayonnaise split.
That would piss me off.
It would piss me off even more because I spent more time in the kitchen.
Oh, domesticated.
Fuck off. He flipped a couple of pans and threw a pan of hot oil on some open flames. According to another member of the kitchen staff, his apron caught fire immediately after this.
Oh my god, he used a load of onions. Oh no, that's you. I'm sorry, I'm reading too much into this.
Ramsay, a member of the OBE, then took his clothes off in an attempt to stop the fire from spreading.
Not just his shirt and trousers.
He then grabbed a pan and ran out of the kitchen's back entrance. I'm sorry, but Gordon Ramsay... setting fire to his kitchen. That's ridiculous.
He was later seen in the middle of London wearing just underwear and a t-shirt, lecturing hot dog car owners how to properly caramelise onions. Well, it's time they learn.
Well, it's not the first time that Ramsay's restaurants report serious injuries, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happened before.
I think in 2011 in his Las Vegas restaurant, Burger or something like that.
In 2011, yeah.
Yeah. A customer was shot after asking his burger to be well done.
Well, it's just what you get, you know. You can't have a burger well done, it just ruins the flavour.
It does.
Let that be a lesson to everyone listening today. If you order a burger to be well done, you should be shot.
Indeed.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.